I did ask her to give me some background. She has been doing human resources for 8 years for Matsu. And I asked her the hard question of, if indeed, has there been a single instance in 8 years of you approving a teacher to go in and teach a student in the classroom and then getting the fingerprints back showing that you had made a mistake? And she said, not once in 8 years. So I don't want to diminish the value of the fingerprint check, but there are some side effects of not extending this, and that is for elementary school students who have their third grade teacher, their kindergarten teacher. You know it and I know it. They grow to love their teacher. Now, that's a new teacher. They've had this teacher for 3 months. We go in and say, we have a problem with your fingerprints. We have to pull you out of the classroom. But don't worry, we have a substitute. That is not good education either. We do many things where we are imperfect. We give DPT, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Are all those kids protected? Nope, we miss some here and there. We do the best job we can. I think what this does is make for better education. I try to pick a worst case scenario. We have a child molester. He's coming from South Florida. His goal is to enter into a school in Alaska and molest children. That's what he wants to do. How does he do that? He's certainly not going to do the big districts. He's going to head out for the bush. Well, when I was in a bush school, I found out that many of the teachers come from that little community. And trust me, they don't need a background check. Everybody knows everything about everybody. So I'm fairly certain, that the local people are not going to slip through and get past the screening devices. There could be someone that comes that's a runaway from somewhere, who's trying to hide somewhere. We do, at least for the bulk of the students, a pretty good check. And unfortunately, it's the feds that are saying to us, we can't do it in time. I don't know if it's 9/11. I don't know that anybody knows the reason, probably because this is considered a low priority. If indeed there's a crime, they find the fingerprints on the brandy glass, that's going to take a high priority. All these other things take a high priority. Most people who enter the teaching profession didn't go through 4 years of school untested and unknown with the sole intent of getting inside a classroom where they're going to have a teacher aide, they're going to have parents there anyway. It's not an easy thing to do. I know, I agree, it probably could happen, but I also feel that it's pretty important also to look at the other side of the coin, and that is we have so many good teachers who will be removed from the classroom to the detriment of the children that they're teaching. That's really what the focus is. If the FBI was perfect, we'd have all this done in no time. It wouldn't take them any long to say, bad print. I think it's a great idea, buy $15,000 devices. The amount of money we're spending on education to protect children, one more step seems like a bargain to me, if indeed we could do something like that. When we do, we probably won't need this committee meeting or have this bill put forward or anything.
Right.
Until we do, I think this allows the districts who function to the best of their ability with the funds they have, try to put the best teachers in the best classroom. It's a big job, takes all their time. They work like we do, sometimes 6-7 days a week trying to get this done. And their screening devices are the best that they can be. In my district, I can only speak for mine, not one problem in 8 years.
Yeah.
My guess is Anchorage does certainly at least as good a job. Kodiak, Southeast, I don't think anybody is not worried about this. The only places I would guess would be somebody who went to the bush with that sole intent in mind and probably wouldn't last very long there either. My experiences are they're one-year teachers and they're out. One more thing, when we pull a teacher out of the classroom, they can come back, I believe, as a substitute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned that if you pull a teacher out with a contract and say, now you can be a substitute for lower pay, the word I can think of is manana, it would probably go to some other place. We are desperate to recruit the teachers. We get them. I would hate to see them leave because of a situation like this. I guess it's up to you to make the decision to see if we're doing a greater good or a greater harm by having a 60-day extension. It's my belief, and that's why we have the bill and why I'm here, that we do a greater good. Is it 100% to zero? I can't make that choice. I don't know what it is, but it appears inherently to me, based on the information that we have, that it is the greater good. With that, I'll conclude my testimony.
Thank you very much for your thoughtful remarks, Representative Gatto. Representative Piro?
Thank you, Representative Gatto. The question I have is, we're probably going to consider some sort of requirement that at least there's a state background check, and we know that we're getting something every 5 years as people get their teacher certificate renewed. At the local level, how often are you requiring the state background check of the local of the state convictions? Is that every 5 years? Is that how frequently?
You know, even though I served on the school board, the human resources has so much privacy, they cannot give us names, instances, or anything, even when you ask. So I just quit asking, and I know they're doing their job, and I don't know the answer to that question.
I guess I would consider something like before a teacher can be hired, they need to show that at least there's a statewide criminal conviction and arrest history available within the last 5 years, within the last 2 years, I don't know.
If I could say, there's one more thing. Sometimes you get a person like this, they've been teaching for 8 years, and something, they change.
Yeah.
We can't stop that. We don't know it's coming. They didn't know it was coming. But when they're discovered, of course, then they're dealt with. So we can't stop all of it. We do the best we can, and I think this is helpful to mention the greater good versus something different.
Representative Holm?
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chair. I was just going to fill in a little bit on the, it's every 5 years, of course, for the teacher, and they do the background, or update it anyway, every 5 years, so I know they pay the money every 5 years to have it done. So.
Yeah. Okay, with that, we're adjourned.